This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Southeast Asia's top diplomats are meeting to appoint a special envoy to help deal with the political crisis and violence gripping Myanmar and finalize an emergency plan to help control a coronavirus outbreak that many fear is spiraling out of control in the military-ruled nation. The 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations, frequently dismissed by critics as an ineffective talk shop, has been under increasing international pressure to act on the troubles unfolding in Myanmar. The grouping, however, is hamstrung by its policy of non-interference in the domestic affairs of member nations, as well as its requirements to reach a consensus among members. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement Sunday, quote, "Upon review of the available information, we are confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people," end quote. He added that there was no justification for the attack. Iran earlier denied being involved. And Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliation. The United States' top infectious disease expert warns more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on ABC's This Week that he doesn't foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. The boss of London's Heathrow Airport told Britain Monday to rebuild confidence in travel by making it easier to go abroad, as speculation grew that the government was poised to slap yet more new rules on arrivals. This is VOA News. Tokyo Olympics organizers said Sunday they banished six people, including two silver medalists, from the Games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Meanwhile, Tokyo's governor Sunday urged the public to abide to health protocols and get vaccinated after daily record-high COVID-19 cases were reported in the Japanese capital on consecutive days. She toured a vaccination center located in an underground passageway connected to Tokyo Station, which aims to inoculate 2,000 education workers and others per day. Case numbers in the Olympic host city surged to a record high Saturday, the metropolitan government said, exceeding 4,000 for the first time and overshadowing the games. A Belarusian athlete at the center of an Olympic standoff with her own country walked into Poland's embassy in Japan Monday. This comes one day after refusing to board a flight home she said she was being forced to take against her wishes by her team. The 24-year-old would seek asylum in Poland, a member of the local Belarus community said, who was in touch with her. Polish consular officials did not respond to requests for confirmation or comment. Earlier, a Polish foreign ministry official wrote on Twitter that she has been, quote, offered a humanitarian visa and is free to pursue her sporting career in Poland if she so chooses, end quote. Her refusal to board the plane has thrown a spotlight on discord in Belarus, a former Soviet state run by President Alexander Lukashenko. Earlier Monday, an International Olympic Committee spokesperson said officials had asked for a full report from the Belarus's Olympic Committee. Panicked tourists in Turkey hurried to the seashore to wait for rescue boats after being told to evacuate some hotels in the Aegean resort town of Bodrum due to the dangers posed by nearby wildfires. The death toll from wildfires raging in Turkey's Mediterranean towns has risen to six after two forest workers were killed, according to the country's health minister. Fires across Turkey since Wednesday have burned down forests and some settlements, encroaching on villages and tourist destinations and forcing people to evacuate. Firefighters in Oregon reported good progress in the battle against the nation's largest wildfire, while authorities canceled evacuation orders near a major blaze in Northern California. Containment of the bootleg fire in remote southern Oregon is up to 74% Sunday. It was 56% contained a day earlier. The blaze has scorched 646 square miles. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.